He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
I'm on a ship sailing out of Galveston right now, and I just noticed, I've never seen this many ships, not ships, but cargo boats, ships, lined up like this. America.
Right, I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show, and that's another glimpse, my friends, of the scene that we are seeing over and over in our oceans, at our ports, at our rail yards, with our trucking companies. And another reason that we're facing issues in our stores now, shipping delays. Hearing all this discussion about get your stuff now before the holidays, all of that is because of what you saw and more. And there's going to be some real problems this fall, this holiday season, this winter, and Lord knows for how long. I mean, hell, even CNN is reporting on shortages that are coming. They're admitting to it, saying that many of the biggest food makers are telling grocers they'll have limited quantities on a number of their products, including, and I love this, listen to what CNN and their great reporting lists here. Limited number of products, including items such as Rice Krispie Treats, Sour Patch Kids, and some, I guess not all, Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavors. McCormick Spices, Marie Callender's Pot Pies, all because of labor, commodity, transportation constraints, throttling supply chains, etc., etc. The latest limits mean that stores won't have all the things for customers heading into the holidays, and quote, shoppers may not be able to find some of their favorite products, flavors, or niche items, but shoppers will still have plenty of options, including most of these companies' core products, which they are prioritizing over other items. For instance, if you're a fan of fish food from Ben and Jerry's, this is from the CNN article, you shouldn't have a problem, but the company's less well-known cold brew caramel latte might be harder to find. So some ridiculous stuff there, right? Build Back Better not going so well for Joe Biden, for this country. But I find it funny, again, not that we're going through these shortages, because there are some shortages coming. There's some real stuff happening. Was at a store the other day. There was no toilet paper. I wasn't there for toilet paper, but I couldn't help but notice it. Not a roll. We've got plenty. Not worried about it. The pooping situation is A-OK back at our household. But I find it funny, the products that they mentioned. Because it kind of, guys, if those are the ones you're worried about, you're going to have a problem with this pandemic. The only people who have really struggled with this pandemic have been our morbidly obese people, which we have way too many of. And they've been mad at people, the same morbid obese people who get mad at you for not wearing a mask or getting vaccinated without looking down to see, oh, there's a problem. And we're telling them, hey, you might not get your Rice Krispie Treats, your Sour Patch Kids, which I do love. Which I do love. Might have some during the Bond movie when we go to see it. But you're talking about these products. You're talking about Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Guys, no one should be eating or buying Ben and Jerry's communist cream anyways. Those people are vile creatures. That stuff is horrible for you. But seriously, all of this is bad. It's bad. And it's a mere glimpse of what communism will look and feel like in this country. And I've said it before, a lot of people out there agree that I think a lot of this is planned. Because the bottom line is when you see a problem like this, you say, okay, what's the problem? How do we fix it? And then what are these solutions? How are those ways that you fix it? And they are there. They are on the table. But they are still holding ships. They are still doing this. And part of this, it's multi-tiered, right? They've convinced people not to work. We'll take care of you. We've seen the job reports numbers. They're awful. So you've got people who are incentivized not to work. You've got people who are being told they can't work because of vaccines. We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. You've got all these scenarios. And then you've also got the government with all of this happening at the same time saying, how can we create more of a we need you, the people need us type of a situation? So if this problem festers and grows and you say, do you want us? Do you want me, Joe, and Jen, and Cam Cam to step in and try and fix it, make things better for you? It won't be, by the way. It won't be better at all. It'll be worse. But that's going to be the illusion. Do you want us to fix it? Okay, we'll fix it. We'll fix this. We'll make it all better. We'll make it more fair and equal. You're not going to get your fair share. You're not going to get what you want. If you're used to buying this or used to buying that quantity, you're not going to get that anymore. If you're used to getting it right here and now, you're not going to get that anymore. Stand in line. Lines are a big part of their community. It's going to get bad. Thankfully, some people are pushing back. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about a couple other things. But real quick, hit that like button wherever you are, whatever platform you're watching the show on, listening to the show on. If you're listening to a podcast on any of the major podcast providers, which you can, if you're going to miss a video show and you're driving, you can catch it on iTunes. You can catch it on Spotify. You can catch it on Stitcher, Google Play. You name it. It's out there. It's out there. iHeartRadio. It's on all of them. Please give us a review over there. Subscribe to us there as well. It helps the show. But do hit that like button wherever you are today. Facebook, Rumble, YouTube, you name it. You can push back against big tech. Support the show at drewberquist.com. Then click support. Any amount helps, but certain thresholds will get you mentioned on the show. And then today's episode, as it has been as of late here, is brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow offers the best pillows, sheets, mattresses, mattress toppers, slippers, towels, blankets, so much more. There's dog beds. You name it, guys. They've darn near got it. It's a great American company who loves this country, so we need to support them. They support the show a great deal, so it's a win-win-win. You go there. You support a great company. They support the show. You get amazing products at great discounts. Everyone wins. You can go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Drew, D-R-E-W, to save up to 66%. Again, that's MyPillow.com. Use promo code Drew to save up to 66%. So we talk about how this is a preview to socialism, or worse yet, communism, which I think it's more in that camp. But here's a better preview, and we're going to get to the Southwest Airlines stuff. We're going to talk about that. But I think that as we look at the shortages that I referenced moments ago, and we've been referencing, and we've been seeing, and some of us have been feeling, you look, or you don't have to look any further than California to get an even better preview. That's what it could feel like, and it's going to feel like. Here's what it's like living there. Because California, after their failed recall effort with Gavin Newsom, has gone full-blown psycho, full-blown socialist. I mean, it's crazy. You know about the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates. The latest is people in LA have until November 4th to get the vaccine, get out, or live under the where are your papers kind of mantra. Papers, please. Because the vaccine is going to be required for almost all activities starting on November 4th. I know lots of people who were pissed, who were getting ready to plan to leave, and now are leaving because this is just that next step. It's like, okay, not happening. And I know people who disagreed with conservatives, freedom-loving Americans, about how all this was being handled. No, it's not that bad. Stop it. And then this and next level stuff happened. And now they're saying, and they're not people who vote for our side, saying, you know what, this is too much. I'm out. There's liberals leaving California. Vaccines, of course, required for all students to go back to class, including private schools. And parents are fighting back. They're pushing back, but to what avail? Because I think California has lost, you guys. I think it's lost. But they're pushing back against something else in schools. Gavin Newsom has decided, you know what? We're going to make it mandatory that you have a critical race theory class for at least one semester in order to graduate. I'm not screwing around. This is real. The new law, which is not in effect yet, requires that all public schools in the state of California offer at least one ethnic studies course starting in the 2025 to 2026 school year, and requires students graduating in the 2029 to 2030 school year to have completed one semester course in the subject. It goes on to elude and basically say critical race theory. This is what the class is. You have to have sat through this and endured this hateful, divisive BS in order to graduate. So for all the states pushing back, keep pushing back, because this is what you're facing. Not only are your children having to listen to this garbage from these Looney Tune characters teaching it in the classroom, but you've got California, who is mandating it. Mandating it. It's insane. It's insane, but it's not going to stop there. So keep pushing back. Like, California, I don't know. I don't know that things can change there, but keep pushing. If you're in Virginia, keep pushing. If you're in Illinois, if you're in Missouri, wherever you are, Pennsylvania, keep pushing. And it's not just states that are kind of going back and forth. There's red states that are facing this in some key issues, some key areas, rather. You've got this young gal who was arrested in Wyoming for not wearing a mask. Wyoming's a pretty safe and red state. Obviously, and even in red states, you've got counties that are not red and where these laws get enforced. But craziness is happening. Keep pushing back, folks, or it'll keep getting worse. You're going to have the stuff that California's dealing with. You're going to have vaccine mandates, mask mandates. You're going to have critical race theory mandates. Can't even graduate high school without it. But he isn't done. Newsom's not done. This weekend, while you were hopefully enjoying college football, he signed a new law that makes his state the first state in the country, no surprise that it was California, to require large retailers have a gender-neutral section for products like toys and toothbrushes. Gender-neutral toothbrushes. I thought that just was like the plain, like Oral-B toothbrush. But the New York Post reported that this law was pushed by LGBT advocates who expressed their beliefs that pink and blue marketing reinforces gender stereotypes and is harmful to children. Know what you're doing and what you think and believe, which is not reality at all, is harmful to children, yourself, and everyone around you. But he signed the law into effect, and it mandates that they have a gender-neutral section to display a reasonable selection. What that will mean is TBD of items, regardless of whether they've been traditionally marketed for either girls or boys. Stores have to be 500 employees or bigger for them to fall under this law and mandate. Again, follow the science, guys. Whether it's dealing with COVID, which is a real thing, which I have had twice, which you might have had once or twice. You know people. You know some people who unfortunately maybe passed away. Maybe they had conditions that played in. It is a real thing. But follow the science with this. Something the Democrats continue to say. Follow the science, yet they never do. And then it comes to issues like this. Follow the science. There are two genders. You are one or the other. You are not they. You are not them. You are he or she. You have a penis or you have a vagina. You can call yourself whatever you want, but there are two genders. And stuff like this, although it seems like, oh, just let them feel the way they feel. Feel the way you want to feel, but don't shove it on other people. Don't shove it on companies with 500 more employees. Don't shove it on your children who are going to walk through that store and say, what's this section? No, it's not a national issue. Never has been, never will be. Never has been. Get out of California. Push back where you are if you've still got hope, but California's lost. Sorry to say it. There's good people out there. There's great areas out there, too. Bring your weather with, but get out. All right, we're going to touch on the Southwest stuff. A couple other quick things on the other side, but first we got to take a quick break. Stick around. Serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control and some are very much within. And one that you can control without a shadow of a doubt is what's happening south of your border. And I'm not talking about the southwest border. I'm talking about your junk. And UFM underwear for men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days don't provide actual support. They just smash your goods against your thigh, resulting in sweating, sticking, rubbing, all sorts of nasty stuff. Ladies, don't act like you haven't seen your man try to navigate his way out of such awkward situations. It's no good for anyone. But the good news is UFM's patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch, which allows you to increase the support to your preference, and it provides actual support, What a novel concept. Just think of it like social distancing, but in your pants. UFM moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use, and even some medical applications as well. So support your manhood, treat yourself right. You deserve it, men. Go to UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code DREW to get $6 off.
With Big Tech's rampant hatred for conservative thought and their devious suppression tactics, Drew and This Is My Show is staring down uncertainty like never before. You can support the show by continuing to listen, watch, engage, and share. And you can play an even bigger role by donating to the show. You can do so directly at drewberquist.com, then click support. Any amount is helpful in our fight with big tech, and individuals that hit certain thresholds will be given producer credits on This Is My Show episodes. Again, that's drewberquist.com, then click support and get engaged with the fight. He served this country fighting extremists overseas and now exposes radical democratic extremists right here at home. This is Drew Berquist, and this is his show.
All right, so a mere 2 days, right? The timing matters here. The details matter. They always do. But a mere 2 days after the Southwest Pilots Union asked a federal judge to block their company, you could call them their master at this point, the way they're trying to treat them, but their company's vaccine mandate. And within days of that, hours, the airline canceled over 1,800 flights this weekend. But what's so funny, and you've seen this, everyone's talking about on social media, and they should be, because this is a really important issue, and it needs to be talked about more, and the mainstream media needs to cover this, but they're not, and they're not for a very good reason, according to them. It's a nefarious reason. But Southwest Airlines is blaming the cancellation of these flights not on the vaccine mandates, not on people striking and pushing back and saying, I'm not working, this is BS, we're suing you for what you're trying to do, but instead they're blaming it on the weather. Nope, it has nothing to do with our internal struggle and the fact that we're trying to force our employees to do something that we're not constitutionally able to force them to do, but we're doing it anyways, and they hate us and they're not working. It has nothing to do with that. It's the weather. It's got to be the weather. Alan Kasher, their executive vice president, said that they did not anticipate the series of disruptions that arose over the weekend. Really? Said, I know this is incredibly difficult for all of you, and our customers are not happy. No, they're not. But I tell you what, in a way they are, because people are standing up and pushing back. So yes, you missed your flight. Maybe you missed a game that you were going to. Maybe you missed a wedding. Maybe you got it in, but you were delayed coming home. But people are happy they're pushing back. But he continued. He said, customers aren't happy. Although we were staffed for the weekend, we could not anticipate the significant disruption that was created from unexpected air traffic control issues and bad weather across our Florida stations. The FAA said bad weather and staffing, this was from an article, the FAA said bad weather and staffing in Florida contributed to a few hours, not the weekend, not an entire day, not even a big chunk of a day, of flight delays on Friday afternoon at the Jacksonville Air Route Traffic Control Center, which controls airspace in five parts of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, and South Carolina. But there's been no reported FAA shortages, staffing shortages. Those are coming, by the way. And then you had Chris Bianchi, who is a meteorologist, who stepped out and said, I look at weather for a living, and I didn't see any weather that would have caused massive issues like this anywhere, but specifically there. There's nothing that would have affected their operations. So you've got people saying, yeah, well, there's some issues, but it was minor. And then meteorologists saying, yeah, there was weather, but nothing that would have grounded operations. Certainly not all of those. And it doesn't take a meteorologist to get that. It doesn't take even a very smart person to have the pieces that you're dealing with. The pilots are being told they have to do this. They've been pushing back, revolting. They have now said that we're going to sue. And Southwest is saying, nope, show up to work and do it. Get vaccinated or else. How do you think that's going to go? And then 1,800 flights get canceled. Do you think it had to do with that? Yeah, it's a pretty safe bet. Use the tools available. I mean, look, you can look at the weather online. You can look at radars on your phone and see whether that jives or makes sense. It of course, doesn't. It doesn't at all. Use your brain. And also, how is it possible that weather just affects one airline? It was weather. Did everyone else fly? Yeah, they all flew. They all flew. They had no problems. But we, Southwest, our planes faced weather on the tarmac and above, directly above where we would have flown if we had flown, so we decided not to fly. Ruined your weekend. I mean, honestly, that's how the other side thinks, and it blows my mind. Biden says it all the time. Psaki says stuff all the time. Cam, Pelosi, all of these people, some of our Republicans, they say stuff. It's like, you really think we're that dumb? You think that we're going to fall for the laziest lie in the history of mankind? And part of it's they know that people will fall. They know that people are dumb. But not everyone is that dumb. Again, they lump everyone into one category. That's not how this works. It's not how this world works. That's not how this country works. But this is big, you guys. This is a big deal. And I said before, people need to be talking about this. People need to be sharing this. And not just us, not just you, not just me, but the networks, the mainstream media, because they know that if this catches fire, more is going to happen. Well, and reports are that it already is happening. You've got folks from the FAA, air traffic controllers, thousands of them who are not vaccinated, who are talking about doing the same thing. You've got folks from American Airlines, pilots, crew, talking about doing the same thing. You've got reports of hundreds of thousands outside of the airline industry of active duty military service members refusing the vaccine. There's other people pushing back. And this country, by the way, was founded on such principles. Pushing back against tyranny, revolting, saying no, not happening. And it's going to take more of this. And the reason, again, that no one is talking about it on big levels with big speakers and microphones is because they don't want to encourage everyone else who feels this way. Oh, we cannot let this Southwest story get out. Let them know that people are saying, nope, we're not doing it. They're going to destroy the company, and then worse off, more people are going to stand up and push back against our tyranny, and we can't have that. We can't have that. Those air traffic controllers I referenced, it sounds like a lawsuit's about to drop with them too, a class action lawsuit. So it's going to be interesting to watch. But here's a video, and it kind of goes in this vein. I don't know what airline this guy's from. Maybe it says it and I missed it, but here's a video that we had pulled of a pilot who's willing to stand up as a part of this same movement and talk about how important this is, because it really, really is. Take a listen.
I've been an airline pilot for 18 years, and now I'm facing an ultimatum. Not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated, which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We, the American people, have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedoms, while ours are being stripped away. You may think being forced to wear a mask or get a vaccination is insignificant. But when you begin to compile mandate after mandate and loss of freedom after freedom, it becomes very significant. As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children and our grandchildren will experience less freedom, and they won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we have. If we give into these mandates and we do not stand up for our freedom of choice, we dishonor every armed service person over the last 257 years. A disservice to the people who have fought and bled for the very freedoms we enjoy. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, I'm standing up for your freedom of choice. You may support the vaccine mandates because they fall in line with your current beliefs. But if we let this happen now, there will be a day when what you're told to do will not fall in line with your beliefs. If we do not stand together and fight back in one voice, soon we could be told where to live, what job we will do, what religion to believe, and how many children we can have. Do you really want someone telling your children or your grandchildren what, when, and how they will live every minute of their lives? It's time we take a stance. It's time we fight for our freedom of choice while we still can. Join us.
So well done, video, and so true. So true. And we talk about it all the time, probably every day on the show, to the point where some of you might be like, can we not talk about this today? No, we have to. Because this is, as he says there, this is not about the pandemic. This is not about the vaccine. This is not about the mask. Those are all simply tools that are a part of their broader plan. This is all just the whole COVID thing is so political. It's just being used as something to divide us, weaken us, and push us down this path of communism, which again, folks, I know that sounds stark and it sounds like that's such a big statement. It is. It's an awful statement, but look, open your eyes. Listen. Look at the scenarios. Look at who wins and who loses in these scenarios that are happening right in front of us, real time, in this country. Read a history book. Watch a movie. Again, if you're not a reader, you don't have time, fine. Watch a movie. Do the Cliff Notes. And see how they match up, because they do. They terrifyingly so do. It's awful. You got to figure it out. You got to see that. You got to help other people. Like I was saying earlier in the show, there's people in California, even on the left side of the aisle, that I know that have woken up and said, oh, this isn't good. This isn't good. This isn't good what's happening. We may not like Trump. We may not like this. We may not like some of the conservative values on this issue, but we see what is happening now, and that is not cool. That is not who we are. Let's get back to agreeing to disagree about things, not becoming a communist country and killing each other. Figure it out. The consequences are going to be dire. And if you can, look, you can figure it out and still be someone who wears a mask. Plural works there, but get the shot, whatever. You can be that person if you choose to. Because we're hanging on by a thread. We are still that country. That gives you that right. But see what else is happening. See how this is being used. And do not support mandates. Do not support giving up your freedom, your neighbor's freedom. Do not support what's happening in our country right before your very eyes. Some of you have taken part in it. Some of you have oppressed others and gone along with it, been a willing player, shamed people for not doing exactly what they want you to do, and they've convinced you that you want to do, even though you deep down probably don't if you understood what they were doing. And that was a confusing sentence. You can listen back to it and figure it out. But you get my point. You get my point. Wake up. You don't have to vote the same way as me or your colleague. I don't care about that. It's important. I wish you did. But you gotta choose America. You've gotta choose freedom. Because it is slipping, and I mean slipping, out of our grasp. And if more people don't wake up, and really those more people are the people in the middle and on the other side, and realize that you are a pawn. The masks, the vaccine, the pandemic, all that's a pawn in the game, and you too are if you go along with it. Wake up. Wake your ass up. All right, there's lots that we got to get to this week. Looking forward to a full slate of shows. Reminder, there might be a day or two or several when Shafi, who a lot of you guys did a lot of work and donations to help get here, to help get him assimilated once he gets here, there might be a couple days where we've got a wonky schedule. When, Lord willing, that happens, which we're hoping is getting into the imminent range. Even I don't know what that means. We'll keep you posted on that. But I did want to wanted to thank you again for your support. You can continue to support by going to givesendgo.com/Shafi, S-H-A-F-I. And the more help the merrier. But when he gets here, there's going to be obviously some adjustment, not just for him, but for us who are taking care of him and bringing him under our wing and trying to give him a good and healthy start here in America. So just giving you some forewarning that there could be a change with the schedule just temporarily while we sort through those things. There might not be either, but you know me, I like to throw it out there. All right, folks, we appreciate you being here. Please hit that like button on the way out if you have not already. Make sure you share with your friends, colleagues, family members, anyone who you think needs to hear or listen to this show on a daily basis. We appreciate you doing that. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, same time, same place. Be safe, be smart, be free.